I fish, therefore I am.
Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Podcast. Well, guys, you know, it's that time of year again. We've got open water. In fact, we've had open water for quite a while now, and a lot of us have been already out there on the water and catching some fish. Well, you know, one of the key things to making sure that you're going to have a good season out there is making sure that everything on your boat is up to par and working like it should. And, you know, with a lot of electronics on these boats now and a big power demand, your battery power is a really important thing to start looking at. Well, I changed over to lithium-ion batteries from Amped Outdoors, and I was totally amazed at how long the batteries had run and the performance I got, not to mention the fact that the weight loss in the boat from lighter batteries was almost like not having another person in the boat. And you know, with lithium batteries being fairly new out there, a lot of people have a ton of questions when it comes to these batteries, where we can get them, what kind of quality should we be looking for, what are the benefits of spending a little bit more money on a quality battery versus some of the run-of-the-mill cheap lithium batteries out there? Well, you know, I had the chance the other day to talk to one of the sponsors on the show here, Matt over at Amped Outdoors, and we talked about a bunch of different things about battery quality and some of the things you really need to look for, and answered quite a few questions that I think a lot of people have out there when they're looking at maybe thinking about repowering up with lithium batteries. We're talking with Matt from over in Amped Outdoors Lithium Batteries, and Matt, good to have you on the show here again.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate being back again.
You know, let's talk a little bit about lithium batteries and marine use. You know, we're seeing more and more out there. A lot of the big pros are running lithium batteries, and we're seeing more prevalence of lithium batteries in everything nowadays, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we sure are. I think word has definitely gotten out where lithium batteries are significantly more efficient than your traditional lead-based product that we've been using for so many years. You know, the light form factors, small form factors, lightweight, and just the efficiencies of them have been driving a lot of people to them, especially with the power needs of the modern day angler today.
Yeah. Well, let's look at marine use right now. You know, am I correct that, you know, if you have a few more volts, as your voltage stays up, your amperage draw will actually stay lower with your equipment?
Yeah, that's very true. So a traditional lead acid battery might start off, you know, in the high 12 volt range, but with a power draw, it can quickly drain that battery down to 12 volts or even lower. And your modern day electronics really like to have, you know, a good voltage of 12 plus volts, where a standard 12.8 volt lithium battery will pretty much give you a constant 13 volts the entire time you're using it, giving you best image quality on your electronics, giving you a really good performance on trolling motors, as well as, you know, having that higher voltage, your units will just draw a little less amperage.
Yeah, less draw means less, generated heat and everything else. When we're talking about that, you know, I see a lot of stuff out there. Some guys are saying, you know, if you can run them units that they're rated up to 18 volts, some of them 24 volts. If you can run them at 18 or 20 volts, you're going to get better performance out of them. But from what I find, until you don't really notice a performance until you drop below about 13 volts. When you start getting down in that 11 volt range, you really start to suffer performance on your equipment. I don't know if you really gain that much on the high by having super high voltage.
Yeah, there's really not any type of gain in performance having higher voltage. And the misconception is that people who switch to lithium batteries, just because you have higher voltage, you're getting a better image. But honestly, you know, if you're staying above 12 volts, your image will stay the same, you know, whether it's 12 volts, 13, 14, 18, that we haven't seen a difference. And that's been done by, you know, with studies by all of your main marine electronics companies as well. The only advantage of having the higher voltage battery just means that you're drawing less amps out of it. So that's why, you know, traditionally we recommend a standard 12.8 volt electronics battery is just sufficient for any of your needs. Running higher voltage really doesn't increase performance. It could just extend your operating time.
Okay, so now we want to look at, maybe we want to put lithium batteries in our boat. What do we look for? There's a huge selection out there, and there's actually some cheap online batteries. I mean, what's the difference between the batteries? What, the build quality, the cells, what?
Oh, yeah. There are three big things that make up a lithium battery, and very important when selecting, you know, the right type of lithium battery. At Amped Outdoors, we've done a lot to really build the battery specifically around the marine customer. And the three things that build a battery are the actual quality of cells that you're using. And there's a huge variation. You know, it's a misconception that because lithium batteries all come from overseas that they're all the same, and that's very untrue. I actually just did a big training yesterday with one of our major retailers, and we showed them our build quality versus others, and I think they were all kind of shocked at the differences out there. You can buy 100 different batteries, open them all up, and they're all going to be different. So having good quality cell, a good quality battery management system to protect the components in that battery, and then also the build quality, you know, whether it's waterproof rating, how everything's wired, and just a really clean build will make a big difference. So in a lot of cases, yes, you do get what you pay for. As some of the cheaper options out there, we've seen a lot of inconsistencies, and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of get what you get. Might get lucky on one, but typically a higher quality build battery will last you longer.
Well, you know, you mentioned the battery management system. That is your safety link, basically. You've heard about incidents with lithium batteries and stuff. It's been on the news and stuff over different stuff. But that, if the batteries are built correctly, they're safe batteries.
Yeah, they're definitely a safe battery. When you get a quality pack, they're well protected. So that should never have to be a worry. In fact, you know, a good quality built lithium battery pack is safer than a traditional lead acid and AGM that don't have, you know, short circuit protection and overcharge and under discharge voltage protection like a good BMS does in one of our battery packs.
Well, I know that if I'm correct on this, I think if you short out one of the lithium batteries like your batteries, it shuts itself down.
Oh, yeah. And that's happened many times. You're wrenching, putting batteries in, and you cross the terminals. You might get a little spark with a lithium battery, but the battery will shut itself down for safety protection. And, you know, that kind of goes the same for, you don't have to worry about overcharging a lithium battery or discharging them too low to where you ruin the battery packs. We have all of that technology built into it. Even with reverse polarity and all that, things do happen when you're wiring and setting up your systems. We put those safety mechanisms in place to make sure that the product is secure, but it also really does give you that longer life expectancy out of it because that battery pack is so well protected.
Okay, another thing we look at is, I know you have available 12-volt batteries, you've got 24-volt batteries, you got 36-volt batteries. What is the advantage of buying a 24-volt, for instance, rather than buying two 12-volts and hooking them up in series to get 24-volts?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several advantages, and you can take a 12-volt lithium battery and wire them in series. We kind of consider that the traditional way, because in the past, when you had lead-acid batteries, you didn't have any other way. The only way you could create 24 and 36 volts to wire them together in series. Lithium, a true 24-volt and a true 36-volt. So in that case, you can have one battery really replace two batteries in your boat, or even three batteries in your boat with a 36-volt system to give you the same life expectancy, or I should say the same operating times, and save you a lot of space, including weight.
Well, you know, actually, what should a person be looking at for battery size? Say, for instance, I used to run, you know, 100-amp-hour batteries, and I'd run, you know, two of them for a 24-volt system hooked together in series, or I'd run a 100-amp for a house battery. Do comparable size batteries or what with the lithium?
Yeah, because of lithium efficiencies, it's kind of tough to compare apples to apples for amp hours on a battery. So if you have a lead acid battery that's rated at 100 amp hours, they're only about 50% efficient. So by the time you drain that battery down 50%, it's already at 10 volts, and that's about as low as you want to go with it. So if it's rated at 100 amp hours, you're only getting about 50 with lead acid. AGMs can be up to 80% efficient. The advantage of lithium is that, especially with our products, they're rated at a 100% efficiency. So if you buy a 100-amp-hour battery, you're going to get a true 100 amp hours out of it. So a lot of times you can downgrade in the actual size of the battery pack you need. If the 100-amp-hour lead acid worked for you before, a 50-amp-hour lithium is going to be equivalent.
Okay, so now we're looking at that, but, you know, a lot of guys will say, well, lithium, you get a good quality battery in lithium. They're expensive, but it's a long-term investment because they're going to last a heck of a lot longer than, you know, two or maybe even three sets of good quality lead-acid AGMs, right?
Yeah, you are spot on. And honestly, when you take a look at it, yeah, you might pay a little bit more for the lithium batteries. And it is definitely an investment, but in the long run, you have a battery technology you're not replacing every couple of years. A lithium battery is traditionally built to last you up to 10 years, sometimes even longer. So if you're getting up to five times the life expectancy out of it, and really, by the time you pair out some AGM batteries, you might only be paying a couple $100 more to get into the proper lithium system that can get you set up for five times the life.
You know, we weren't even talking about the amount of weight that you lose in the boat. You know, if you're running a 36-volt system and you've got some good quality AGMs in there, and then you got a big lead-acid AGM for a house battery, you know, you're going to lose a whole weight of a pretty good-sized person out of there if you go to lithium.
Yeah, your lead-acid batteries and big AGMs, I mean, you could, just with three batteries, it could be 200 to 300 pounds, depending on the size that you have in lead, and then replacing it with lithium, I mean, you could be looking at one third the weight. Mm-hmm. Most of our, like, even our biggest 36 volt system and 36 volt 100 amp hours, the total weight is 75 pounds. So, yeah, that is definitely a coal angler completely lost out of the boat in weight.
You think there'll be any end to the size and amp hours we'll see on it? I mean, we're seeing some people claiming some huge amp hour batteries out there.
Yeah, it really depends on your application. For marine use, most people on a modern-day trolling motor might only use 50 amp hours max in a day. Your heavier users, it would be tough to kill, you know, 100 amp hours in lithium technology in a boat on a trolling motor. You really have to be pushing it hard. But, yeah, you can exceed. I mean, there are battery packs out there. Our largest is 160 amp hour. But there are battery packs out there larger. Those are typically made for other types of applications outside of marine.
Okay, and as far as the proper care of these batteries, do you need to do anything extra compared to lead-acid batteries?
Yeah, it's actually far less. There's zero maintenance, so you're not having to, you know, refill anything like you are with a flooded battery. You don't have to let them sit on a maintainer all the time during the off-season. The best thing to do, you know, if you're going to go long-term storage on a battery, is to make sure you have a charge in the battery pack and have it disconnected from everything. Because a lot of electronics and trolling motors will have what's called a parasitic draw. It's just a small draw on the battery, and over time it can deplete the life of it. So the only thing you can really do to hurt a lithium battery is to store it fully depleted. So there's definitely ways to prevent that, and it's just put a good charge on it before you go to store it. And honestly, you can just let it sit dormant, and when you go back next season, give it a charge, and you're good to go.
Well, you mentioned, you know, storing it. How about in cold temperatures?
Yeah, so lithium batteries are really not affected by cold, with the exception of one thing, and that's charging. So we've got some batteries out right now that have heated functionality to them, so you can charge them below freezing. And by the middle of this summer, 2024, we're going to have a full lineup of batteries that can be charged below freezing with our chargers. So cold weather, it should never be an issue with the lithium battery, especially with what you're going to get from us today.
And you've got chargers available too, and the charger makes a difference. So, you know, you got to have a charger designed to do that with the lithium batteries, and they'll last longer.
Yeah, we carry a full lineup of chargers compatible with lithium as well as lead acid and AGM. So those who are just putting maybe a couple of lithiums in their boat and still running AGM and lead acid, you know, they can charge all battery types. But majority of your charger manufacturers out there today have recognized lithium are the new standard. So they have that technology built into them to properly charge them. So the only time you'd have to upgrade is if you have an older charger in your boat right now.
Boy, a lot of great information there. Get a little technical, but, you know, if people are running a lot of the higher-tech electronics, you want to get the most out of the stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely. The modern-day angler is putting larger screens in their boat, more screens in their boat, and fishing harder and longer than ever before. So lithium is definitely the route to go. to kind of match the needs of every individual today.
Matt, anybody's looking for more information on your Amped Outdoors batteries, tell us where you find it, website, where.
Yeah, absolutely. So we sell at a lot of retailers across the Midwest, but you can always get great education and information on our website or order direct from us at ampedoutdoors.com.
Well, Matt, I want to appreciate it that you take the time here to share that great information with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and hopefully everybody can get out. Make sure you get into your boats, no matter what batteries you have now. Make sure your wiring all looks good. Get those batteries topped off. And if you need lithium product, we'll be here for you.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
You bet. Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we tried to be pretty informative when it comes to lithium batteries, talking to Matt here. And I hope it does answer some of the questions out there. If you've been thinking about even repowering up with lithium batteries for your boat. And also, if you'd like more information on the radio show that we do, or any of the podcasts, you can go to the website, wnoradio.com. In there, you can find a ton of information or backlink to my guide page if you want even. And some of our sponsors out there, if you're coming up the Hayward area, we post a weekly outdoor and fishing report for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. And if you want more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Anyway, we're out of time on the podcast. I want to thank Matt for coming on here and thank all the folks out there who are listening, and hope we provided you with some good information that you can use. Thanks for listening, folks, and I hope you get out there and enjoy some great fishing this open water season.
I'm living in the north 'cause that's where I want to be. Fish and wildlife, they abound, living in the North Country. The woods and water, lakes and streams, we've got them all around. And people come from far and near to share what we have found in our Wisconsin outdoors. Breathe in that clean, fresh air. Hear a partridge drumming on a log, see a fish jump or a bear. Spot a white-tailed buck or a flock of ducks as they wing across the sky. And this land that we call paradise will show you the reasons why in our Wisconsin outdoors. Living in the Badger State, way up in the Northland where the recreation's great. So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.